It's time now for our Middle East news update, and the man we talk with in Jerusalem, David Dolan, standing by. Some late breaking news, David. I understand that the defense minister, the man who is responsible for leading the Israeli Defense Force, Ehud Barak, has made a pretty serious statement as it relates to the chemical weapons up in Syria and what the Israeli Defense Force may be doing about that in the very near future. Talk to me about this situation.
Yeah, Jimmy, the defense minister gave an interview here in Israel last evening, Friday evening, on one of the most watched weekly programs on Channel 10, in which he said that Israel cannot allow serious chemical weapons to fall into the hands of anybody else, especially Hezbollah, and that he's ordered the military to prepare for an operation, possible operation, to prevent that. So for the first time, an Israeli official, and of course as the defense minister, one of the top two leaders in the government, has basically said Syria is, Israel may well get involved in the war raging in Syria. He said they wouldn't do so unless they saw that the Assad regime was about to fall. But in another comment later on, he said the Assad regime is about to fall. And earlier, another official believed to have been him, but it was off record, a couple days earlier, said that the attack on Wednesday in Damascus that left the Syrian defense minister dead, the intelligence chief dead, the interior minister wounded, and the brother-in-law, the deputy defense minister of Assad, dead, was a seismic earthquake that changed the situation in the region gravely. And today the fighting in Syria has spread to Aleppo. That's the largest city in Syria. It's the financial center of Syria. It's bigger even than Damascus, and more important in many ways. And it had been calm until today, and we're hearing reports fighting is raging all over the country. So basically, many here in Israel are interpreting Barak's comments as a warning to Israel, Israelis, that conflict is possibly very, very imminent. Of course, this comes after the terror attack in Bulgaria as well that is being pinned on Iran and Hezbollah, Syria's two closest allies. All that taken together, plus the cancellation of army a weekend leave. Most Israeli soldiers, as you know, in times of peace, are able to go back to their family homes over the weekend. And then on Sunday mornings, they return. They go on Friday, return on Sunday. But this weekend, most army leave was canceled. Of course, all Israelis know that. It's been in the media. And that, again, is interpreted as by many as a warning to the country that war is possibly very, very imminent.
David, I understand that Hillary Clinton was there in Jerusalem earlier this week, and though it was not publicized, there are reports that she basically was trying to put pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu not to attack Iran and not to do exactly what you're talking about now, go in and try to take out the chemical weapons of the Syrians. Is there any truth to that report?
I frankly doubt it. I think that because she also expressed very strong public support for Israel, for Israel's security, said America will stand by Israel whatever happens, and again said that the United States will not allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. So what she said privately, of course, we don't know. But given that that the United States would be horrified to see Hezbollah transfer these chemical weapons in Syrian control, in Assad's control, into Lebanon, that would be a horrendous setback for the region. Turkey doesn't want to see that. Jordan doesn't want to see that. We have reports here this week, Jimmy, that the Syrian regime actually practiced, test-fired chemical-tipped missiles last week aimed at three places, Turkey, Jordan, and primarily at Israel. So this would be a huge setback. And now we have reports today from the Syrian opposition that the chemical stockpiles have been taken out of their warehouses and are being moved around the country of Syria in preparation for use against the rebel forces. And what Israeli senior analysts have said for some months now is it's clear to them that the Assad regime is not going to let itself be toppled without bringing everyone else down as well. Now, this would serve Iran's interests, because if Israel's involved in the conflict with Syria, then, of course, its military will suffer, its supplies will be depleted, etc. So it lessens the chances of an attack against them. So they wouldn't want to see an Israeli strike on Syria particularly. But if the regime is going down anyway, as it now appears to be the case, again, a bomb in the central military headquarters of the Syrian army on Wednesday that killed the defense minister and the brother-in-law of the dictator, etc. These are huge developments, and a seismic earthquake is the right expression for it. So all that to say that probably the Obama administration realizes things have now developed to the point where it's inevitable. There's going to be conflict. Israel may not take the first strike, but Assad will likely strike at Israel and certainly Hezbollah if the regime is completely collapsing, as now appears to be the case. So I think the White House will support whatever Israel feels it has to do. And, of course, U.S. forces have been reinforced in the region over the past few months for just such a possibility.
A few moments ago, David, you referred to the terrorist attack against Israeli tourists that were there in Bulgaria. And you seem to put together a connection between Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria. The Prime Minister, Netanyahu, has pointed at Iran being responsible for that attack. Is that Syrian connection involved as well?
Well, not directly, but again, it is in the sense that Syria is Iran's closest regional ally. Well, Hezbollah really is, but Syria's right in there as well. So this is a, you could say, a smaller axis of evil than the one that President Bush spoke about, although he did mention Syria, and he mentioned North Korea, which is also closely backing Syria. We know for sure here, Jimmy, that this attack in Bulgaria had an Iranian and a Hezbollah connection. The sources I've talked to in the Prime Minister's office say they are absolutely certain of it. And then we had a speech by Ayatollah Khamenei on Friday in Tehran saying that the missing Iman, the 12th Iman, the Mahdi, is about to appear, and that the Muslims everywhere must prepare for this to happen. Well, according to their theological view, that happens, as you know, in the midst of a huge conflict that engulfs the world. So they seem to be pushing the button here, plotting attacks all over the place. The New York Police Department, the New York Times, and others reported today has assessed that there were at least 9 Iranian-backed plots uncovered this year. I've just mentioned a few of them. There's others in Kenya and elsewhere. So the region is being pushed towards war. Iran doesn't seem to mind it. But the Israelis, in their case, they don't want a war, of course, but they cannot allow those chemical weapons to possibly pass into Hezbollah's hands. Now, today we have a Syrian defector general. Actually, he was retired, but he's now joined the opposition, and he was in charge of the chemical weapons in Syria before, and he says that the opposition, the Muslim Brotherhood-led opposition, if they gain control, will secure those weapons, and the world need not worry. But the Israelis can't sit back and let that happen either, because the Muslim Brotherhood is as much opposed to Israel as anybody else. Plus, they expect that Hezbollah will not allow that. They will try to get those weapons out in the Assad regime. So it's on a knife edge, Jimmy, and as all I can say is I have not seen us at the brink of a major war like this in all of my 30 years here.
Give me a short answer, if you will, on this next one. Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, into Egypt, meeting with Morsi, the new Islamist president there, and also Mahmoud Abbas went up to meet with him as well.
Yes, and she, you know, that's the first senior American government official to meet with the Muslim Brotherhood representative, and so that's an important step. But what can you do? He is president of Egypt now, and they do have a majority in the parliament if they can secure that, get that reversed and get the parliament instated. But, of course, she also did make a public statement even in front of him that the U.S. still backs the Egyptian military as well, and that relationship goes back to 1978. It's very deep and strong, so she was basically warning, I think, indirectly, Morsi, okay, you're president, this is the will of the people, we support democracy, but just watch yourself, don't go too far, because, you know, we have a stake in this as well.
And also, just final thought with you, David. Millions, and in fact, up to maybe 1 billion Muslims coming into the month of Ramadan, their fast month, which they do to celebrate the giving of the Quran to Muhammad.
That's right. And this year, Jimmy, it also coincides with the Jewish month of Av, where we have the ninth of Av fast. And that usually doesn't coincide, those two things, so it's an interesting coincidence. But maybe no coincidence that this attack in Bulgaria came on the eve of what is often the bloodiest month in the region, because the Islamic fundamentalists tend to strike during Ramadan. So Syria is the key here, and we'll have to keep watching very closely what happens there.
David, thank you so very much for this report. We'll talk again, I'm sure, real soon.
God bless. Thank you, Jimmy.